Hey, Peak Pals, before we get into today's episode, I wanted to let you know that after the episode, you'll hear an exclusive conversation between Avery Miller, Vice President, Shopping Experiences at RBC, about the exciting transformation that their loyalty program, RBC Avion, has been on. This was a really neat look into how one of the largest organizations in Canada thinks about loyalty and what the future of Avion holds. I really enjoyed it, and I know you will too, so stay tuned till the end of this episode to hear the exclusive interview.
I'm Brett Chang.
And I am Jay Rosenthal, and this is your Peak Daily for Thursday, April 11th, 2024, where we cover the biggest stories in Canadian and global business, finance, and tech, all in less than 7 minutes.
Okay, so Jay, there's a new version of the classic word game Scrabble designed to make it easier, more accessible, and more collaborative with players focused on working together to reach a shared goal rather than going head-to-head in heated lexicological combat. Now, as you can maybe tell by our use of the word lexicological, we would like to flex our expansive vocabulary every now
and then.
We're expensive. We're expensive. Mine is probably more on the expensive side than expansive. But while this update sounds like a wonderful and inclusive idea, give us the old-fashioned game so we can assert our wordy dominance over others. Do you agree, Jay? Do you think it should be collaborative or competitive?
I think competitive, but I have been known to be called too competitive in games of Scrabble with the family and other games too. I like friendly competition or competition at all. So this doesn't sound great to me, but I think it probably will make some vacations and cottages less heated, probably.
Yeah, I'm not good at Scrabble, and so I think it should be collaborative. If I was good at Scrabble, I'd say absolutely keep it as competitive as possible, but it's not my game. So I'd be interested to play it. It's not going to be as fun.
No, it won't be as fun.
Games have to be competitive.
Although, hey, not for nothing, but Scrabble, you're not working on the same side of things, but it does help if you're playing someone with Scrabble who actually knows what they're doing, because the longer the words, the easier it is to build off them.
That's right. You'll get more opportunities. You're right. It's a rising tide lifts all boats in Scrabble.
It does. Same thing with Quirkle. I don't know if you're familiar with Quirkle. That's our game of choice. But again, we're big game players in this house. Scrabble's one that sort of, you know, evergreen that we could always pull out and play. Uncle Matt, who listens to this podcast, is very good at Scrabble. So I don't think we will be building together in a collaborative Scrabble board. But I do like the idea that Scrabble is getting a relook. Because that's what's old is new again, I guess.
Exciting.
Brett, aside from what's happening with Scrabble, what do we have for Peak Pals today?
For our first story, track and field to pay its Olympic gold medalists. For our second story, Canada almost isn't equal as the U.S. when it comes to wealth and our big picture.
For our first story, new hardest way to earn 50 grand just dropped, winning the Olympic 400-meter hurdles. Brett, what's going on with the Olympic incentives?
Okay, so Jay, this year in Paris, track and field will be the first ever Olympic sport to pay prize money to gold medalists. World Athletics, the governing body in charge of track and field, has set aside $2.4 million to pay $50,000 to first-place finishers across 48 events.
Yeah, Olympic athletes are typically paid by their country's national sporting body and through sponsorship deals, though truly lucrative deals are few and far between.
It matters because amateurism was one of the founding principles of the Olympics, ensuring athletes were competing only for the love of the game. The concept has dissipated over the years and now looks more like a flimsy excuse not to pay athletes who drive viewership.
The Olympics made billions from broadcast rights. NBC is paying $7.65 billion for them between 2021 and 2032 and hit an ad sales record for this year's event.
Yet a 2020 survey of 491 elite athletes across 48 countries found that over half were financially unstable. That could be even higher now given pandemic after effects.
Now to zoom out. Whoop. The broader concept of amateurism in sports is dying off. Since 2021, U.S. college athletes have been free to sign sponsorship deals, and just last month, the Dartmouth men's basketball team became the first ever NCAA team to unionize.
Next, Sebastian Coe, the president of World Athletics, has been touted as a candidate for the next International Olympic Committee president. If he ends up with the role, some people believe he could expand medal prizes to every Olympic event. For our second story, when it comes to inequality, Canada may not be so different from our southern neighbors at all.
Yeah, Brett, here's what's driving the news. The wealthiest 0.1% of Canadians own 12.4% of total wealth in the country, according to a new study by Social Capital Partners, a Toronto-based think tank.
Now, that level of inequality is similar to that of the U.S., where the wealthiest 0.1% has 16.2% of total wealth. It's also significantly more than our official estimates suggest.
And it matters because not only does the report puncture a national myth that Canada is a much more equal place when it comes to money than the U.S., but it also raises questions about how much our national data gathering agency even knows about wealth inequality in the first place.
The root of the problem is that Statistics Canada collects data on the wealthiest 5% of Canadians, but a sample that large misses how heavily wealth is skewed towards the richest people in that group.
Because of that, the report notes, this is a quote, families who owned a nice detached home in Vancouver and nothing else were put in the same wealth category as the Irving family.
Now to zoom out, Jay. Discussions about inequality often focus on how much people make, which is income, rather than how much they own. That's wealth. That's largely because we don't have very good data about the latter, but some research finds that high wealth inequality is the more harmful of the two.
And for our big picture, Quebec gives Ottawa an ultimatum on immigration. Premier François Legault has asked the federal government for more immigration decision power, threatening to hold a referendum on the issue. That boiling point may be closer than it seems, as Trudeau refused to give immigration power to Legault in early March. Legault told reporters that Trudeau agreed to a meeting on the issue by June 30th.
OpenAI and Meta will soon drop AI that can reason. The new upgrade to language models, the system that powers tech like ChatGPT, will bring AI closer to human-level cognition. The new tech will be able to solve harder problems, like using the Meta Ray-Ban smart glasses to look at a broken coffee machine, and the AI would explain how to fix it.
And probably beat us in collaborative Scrabble as well, Brett. Boeing aircraft loses engine cover mid-flight. The engine cover of a Boeing 737-800 fell off mid-flight, forcing the Southwest Airlines flight to return to Denver International Airport. The plane was in the air for 35 minutes before it turned around. The aircraft landed safely and no passengers were harmed, but the video of the incident certainly doesn't look great for the troubled aircraft maker.
Peak Pals, thanks for making us the most listened to business news podcast in Canada.
If you got a second, why not follow this podcast on your app of choice and leave us a review.
And if you want more Peak, make sure to subscribe to our daily newsletter at readthepeak.com.
Have a great day, Peak Pals.
Hey, Peak Pals, excited to be joined today by Avery Miller, Vice President, Shopping Experience at RBC. Now, Avion Rewards is RBC's leading proprietary rewards program. I'd love for you to take us through the transformation that Avion Rewards has been on.
Yeah, happy to. Brett, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here. Peak is a favorite of mine, so I'm jazzed to be a guest. This is awesome. Avion Rewards has been a program within RBC for decades. It's been one of the leading proprietary programs in Canada throughout that time. And we thought that we had something really special and we wanted to expand it beyond the borders where it originally lived. And so this past year, a little over a year ago, we rebranded from RBC into Avion. And that's to keep the association with its home, the Avion credit cards, a really fantastic credit card product that RBC puts out for travelers that has no limits. But we thought we could bring a lot of that value to many more people. And so we opened the Avion Rewards program to everybody at RBC. If you are an RBC client of any variety, you could join that program as of September 2022. And we got some really great uptake from that. People really leaned into it. They saw the value there. We automatically associate it with a lot of our bank rewards programs, like the Vantage program and our other rewards credit cards. So people, if they have those products, they're automatically members and they can come and join and get all the extra benefits from it. But the big thing, though, the key transformational change for us was about getting that system of value, this deflationary force that we think we have, out in the hands of all Canadians. And so if you are the age of majority in Canada, as of this past summer, you could join our program and you could reap all the benefits from it.
I am sure, like many other people my age, we first heard about Avion Rewards, or at least the updated Avion Rewards program, through the exclusive Taylor Swift ticket offering. And so I'm sure top line, people know what Avion's all about and Avion Rewards is all about. But what in more detail should Canadians know about Avion Rewards?
Yeah, look, I think first and foremost, you're right. Taylor was anything and everything that most Canadians were talking about for the last few months. And we're very pleased to be a partner of the Eras Tour, for sure. And as you noted, people could join Avion Rewards and get access to exclusive experiences and ticket access and great stuff like that. I am an Avion Rewards member. I did not get tickets. I just want to make that clear. I don't have any to offer, but everybody was really excited by that. There is a lot more there. As I mentioned earlier, we think, especially in today's economic climate, a deflationary force for consumers is a really important thing. And I think all of us, no matter what our income levels, are looking for that extra little bit of pocket change, the money in the couch cushions, just to make things a little bit easier on us, right? To scratch out a little bit more value from what we're doing. And we saw all the benefits that all of our RBC clients were getting from it, all the points and the cash back. And we were like, you know what? We can help all Canadians. We can, like, it doesn't matter where they bank. We don't care. We should be helping Canadians find that extra value to make their lives a little bit easier. And so that's what my teams really are focused on. And for us, it's not even just about being able to get cash back or Avion Rewards points. It's about really easy ways to do it, right? I think one of the big things that banks need to do a little bit more of is making sure that we take some of the onus off of the customer and do a little bit of the work for them. And to that end, we actually launched a brand new feature called Shop Plus, which is a shopping companion, which kind of follows you around in your browser. And it lets you know when there's an offer. Like, you don't have to go hunt for it. You don't have to go look for it. And so whether you're the kind of person who likes to go coupon and discount hunting and you want to go see all those offers and you want to pick them all out and load them all up, or you're the kind of person who just wants to browse the internet, shop the way you always do, but still get all that value, that's what we wanted to bring. And so we're really excited to have that available to everybody now. It doesn't stop there. All of the value of the Avion Rewards platform is available to all Canadians, no matter where they bank. You can be a TD customer, a CIBC customer, and you could still take advantage of our travel portal and find some really great deals and book your hotels and your flights and all that great stuff. And you can do it with your own cash. You can do it with the cash back that you get from shopping through our platform or with our browser extension, or you can do it even with the points, which you can redeem for travel, gift cards, and merchandise and that kind of thing. So we wanted to bring, we think we've got something that it's like, it doesn't make you choose. Like, you don't like, I'm not just accumulating a certain type of point that then I have to go figure out what to do with if I'm not going to fly. It's cash back and it's points, and you can choose how you want to extract that value at the end of the day. And I think people are looking for choice, right? I don't like to be boxed in personally, Brett. I'm sure you don't either. And so we thought that was something really special.
And I was familiar with Avion as a RBC customer before you opened it up to non-RBC clients, but I'd love to dig a bit more into that, into the decision behind opening it up to any Canadian to join Avion Rewards.
Yeah, look, I said a little bit of this earlier on, but I really do think that the Canadian population deserves something that's easy to use and is focused on them, right? I think a lot of times companies, and banks included, like I can't exclude us, but we're focused on making a product and selling a product and not always focused on the consumer, the end user. Like we wanted to take a different approach here. We wanted to focus on the end user first and try to figure out what kind of value they would want, what kind of experiences they would want. And once we felt like we had solved that Rubik's Cube, it felt right to bring it not just to the 14, 15 million RBC account holding clients, but to everybody. Like, there's no reason that other people shouldn't benefit from this. And I think that when I look around the rest of the loyalty and rewards space in Canada or North America, a larger viewpoint, a larger stage, it is you have to have lots of different accounts and lots of different apps in order to get everything you might want. And I honestly felt like I saw this happening even back in the day, 7, 8 years ago, this idea of like app fracturing, like distributing our lives across so many different digital services in order to get done what we really wanted to get done. And we just wanted to be sure that Canadians had one place to go do that in terms of earning value, redeeming that value, traveling, like whatever that may be. So that was the crux of it. And we think the Canadians are going to like it a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Look, I've liked it as a customer, and I'm excited for other people to try it out. I'd love to dig into a new membership level, Avion Select. What are some of the ways that all Canadians can benefit under this new membership level?
Yeah. So this new level, the one we built in order to open this thing up to all Canadians, as I mentioned, like we literally opened the whole thing up to all Canadians. And so anything that you can imagine that you would find as a premium or an elite member of the Avion Rewards program, you can find it there as well. Whether that's the Taylor Swift experiences, right, which is top of everybody's minds, that's absolutely there. There are cash back deals, which actually is a bit unique for a bank, especially, right? Like, we're not all in. Look, we love Avion Rewards points, but we know that cash back, like cash is king, right? And so cash back really does matter for people. So cashback deals upwards of 30-40% on some merchants. You can, like, that's good at over 2,000 retailers. We hit close to 2,500 unique retailers at one point in time during the holiday seasons. We have a lot of a breadth of places for you to save money. And it's one of those things where, like, again, like, it's great to have 30 or 40 or even a few hundred merchants on tap. And we have some really great Canadian brands as partners, as strategic partners, but there's a lot of value. But being able to tap the breadth of things means that, again, you don't have to choose. Like, you can go shop the way you want to shop and still get that value back. I think the last thing that I'll mention is the travel platform. Like, we are a reward system built on a travel credit card, right? And as such, we've got a pretty good travel system, right? Any airline, any hotel, any time, no blackouts. Like, what value you want to use, whether that's points or cash, whatever that may be, like, you can still get a great travel deal. And so all those things, again, are available. Now, our elite and premium members who are RBC clients, they might have a little something extra within that ecosystem. There are special travel deals that only elite members can get to, right? So you need to be an Avion cardholder to see those. But anybody else in Canada can get access to all those features. So we're really excited to be launched now and out. And we've had a great run with Taylor Swift Era Tours so far since that announcement late last summer. We've got a lot more to come. So hopefully people are staying tuned and paying attention. And if they're not members already, they're getting signed up so they can take advantage of some of those things.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Avery, for this. It was great to dig more into Avion and everything you're doing now with Avion Rewards and opening it up to all Canadians. I'm excited to stay tuned, and I'm sure our listeners will be too. So thanks again, Avery.
Thank you, Brett.